You are listening to Akashic Wisdom. The show about the Akashic Records, where you tune in and your questions actually create the show. For you, those of you who would like to know more about what the Akashic Records are, I encourage you to go to the information on the BBS Radio website for the show, Akashic Wisdom, and you can read all about the records there and about me, too. And so suffice it to say that the Akashic Records hold all the information, all the vibratory information since the beginning of time and beyond, so that every living thing that has ever lived or is living now creates a vibration. And so every thought, every word, every action is in the records and is constantly being captured by the records. Now, the way we use that is because what we do is we try to understand what's going on here and now and how we can work with our own spirit, our own voices, and our own lives to understand what our soul's purpose is. And interestingly enough, our very first question is from Alicia. Alicia emailed me this question. I hope I'm saying your name right, Alicia. And if you would like to email a question tonight, you can email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that's akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call into the BBS radio show, and the lines are open. If no one's talking to me, the lines are open. If somebody's talking to me, just wait till they hang up and call in. But if you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can also dial 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country or you just want to call direct, you can dial 530-876-3222. And our country code is 01. So let's start out with Alicia's question. And her question is that she would like to know more about her soul mission. The question is, I would like to know more about my soul mission. I feel that I am spinning my wheels at times. So Alicia, if you want to call in now so I can actually talk to you, that'd be great. But if that's not possible, what I would tell you is that in these times, we are all spinning our wheels in many cases. I hear this all the time, that people, they're not sure what they're supposed to do next. And so what happens is that it's the innermost knowing that we have that we are many times afraid to look at, or don't know how to look at, or have looked and can't get an answer from. It's because sometimes things start and stop, and we're not sure which way to go. And so what I would say to you is that it's time for you and whoever else is listening around their soul's mission to explore the things that bring you joy. This may sound like a general answer, but what's happening now is very important for you to understand. I was earlier today talking about the records work, and we were talking about prosperity. I was talking with a friend, and one thing led to another, and what came forward from the records is that what we're all going through right now, and I say all because there's very few people, I mean, obviously there's some, but there's very few people that are not having some type of challenge right now that is creating either a fear of lack or a curiosity or a fear. There's fear. The whole planet is based on fear right now. And I think it's real important that we hear that and see that. And what happened with the records is they were talking about the internal turmoil that humans are going through, and that how it relates to 2012, and that the cataclysmic events that are projected can and will be in many cases part of our own consciousness, part of our own internal earthquakes, if you will, our internal hurricanes, our internal natural disasters, based on our maintaining the thought processes of coming from lack and fear. Now, our economies, in fact, the United States is not alone, our economies are all in a very precarious position. And when we allow that fear to rule us, we move into a space of walking with, and it's almost like we walk with blinders on, because all we have is the fear. And what the record keepers actually said was, do not be afraid to be afraid. And that's quite a profound statement. Do not be afraid to be afraid. I'll be with you in just a second, Colin.
Okay.
And so what's important here is the reason they said that about do not be afraid to be afraid, it's about do not be afraid to feel your true feelings and then journal that feeling so that your God sense or your higher power can then, or your angels, whatever it is that you communicate with, can come forward and work with you on a very real basis to help you gain perspective. And so I want you to think on that for a moment. And we will continue with you, Alicia, after this caller, unless this caller is you. Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm fine.
I can't hardly hear you.
Hello?
There you are.
Okay.
Who are you? Who's calling?
Pardon?
What is your name?
Alicia.
Oh, Alicia. I was just talking about you, wasn't I?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
Where in California is your city? Is it near Los Angeles?
In Wilton. It's in Sacramento County.
Is it where?
Sacramento County.
Okay. I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the end of September.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to be doing a level one Akashic Records workshop at the end of September. For anyone who wants to know more about that, they can certainly email me or call me. And I would be happy to share information about that. But that's... So you're not really close to Los Angeles now, are you?
About 400 miles.
That's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
So talk to me, Yanae. You said you were feel like you're spinning your wheels at times. What does that mean? Can you expand on that?
I've been doing a lot of mentoring and found a very good
teacher. Up closer to that phone, because it's hard to hear you.
Okay. I've been a massage therapist, I've gone through Reiki training and become a Reiki master, and have been working on the healing arts, and part of me feels like that's just not it. I'm missing something.
It's not it because you're not making the money, it's not it because it doesn't fill your heart.
A little of both.
Talk to me about how it doesn't fill your heart.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, but it's not that passionate feeling, that joyous feeling. And then, of course, part of me says, well, you know, maybe your work doesn't have to be that. Maybe I'm asking too much.
But there's what I'm hearing, though, from the record keepers is there's almost a sense I don't know how this fits, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I what I'm hearing is if I'm a healer or if I'm a holistic practitioner, that I will be good enough to truly deserve the abundance and prosperity I want. How does that fit in your life?
Pardon?
How does that fit with the way your belief systems go?
I've been raised with a lot of you're not worthy beliefs.
You're not worthy is a big one.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to working with the healing arts, in many cases, if we haven't completely dealt with you're not worthy,
mm-hmm.
then there's a part of us that doesn't feel worthy enough to really be able to do the work for fear that you won't, quote unquote, really help anyone.
Yes, I do feel that.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm feeling it, but they're not.
You're feeling it, but they're not?
Yeah.
And what would happen if they could heal or shift without feeling it? Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Even if you didn't know it?
I don't know. In time, I'm so insecure.
I can't hear you, honey.
I'm very insecure about the energy work, I guess.
Well, that would probably be one of the reasons why it doesn't feel good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just saying it's ironic. You know, we go into we keep hoping that something outside of ourselves is going to make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that if money were not an issue
mm-hmm.
for you,
mm-hmm.
and education were not an issue,
mm-hmm.
what would you want to do that would make your heart sing?
Just continue on a spiritual journey and not have to worry about working.
So you just want to continue to learn rather than
right.
actually do anything
learn
for anybody.
Learn an experience for myself and walk through life, learning what it is to be a spiritual being and a body on this planet.
Okay.
I have children to raise and a home to run. It would be just fun not to have to worry about an income at all. That's not reality, though.
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah.
However, what's going on here, though, is there's major belief systems that need to be shifted
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to receive the prosperity and abundance of the universe, no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going on here is that what I'm hearing is that is that you're trying to talk yourself out of being in the struggle.
Okay.
Like, if I were good enough, this wouldn't be a struggle.
Oh, I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea here is that it's not about being good enough. It's about being in the struggle. Is a learned behavior.
Okay.
And the way what happens is we grow up with struggle,
mm-hmm.
and we think that's the way life has to be. So then we hold that vibration, and it continues to expand on us.
Okay. That makes
and
a
so
lot of sense.
Until so what the recommendation here is
mm-hmm.
is that you move into becoming aware of. Oh, interesting. How the struggle serves you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
You see?
Uh-huh.
In other words, like the struggle that's going on here is serving you in a variety of different ways. Number one, the struggle is, it's almost like, it's not really an excuse so much as it is a groove.
I'm sorry?
It's a groove.
Oh, okay.
It's a path. It's like, mm-hmm. well, my parents struggled, so I don't really want to make them wrong because they didn't get it. So, it doesn't have anything to do with conscious awareness so much as the belief systems that are controlling you that you are not aware of.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does very much. Thank you.
So what's really important for you, Alicia, is to begin to look at how you look at life and what you tell yourself about how things are,
okay.
and then move into shifting that that belief or that attitude to what the truth is.
Okay. Okay.
Now that, and do you know how to do that, or would you like some help with that?
I think I have the tools. I don't want to take everyone's time. You want me? I'm trying to write this down and move into the beliefs.
Become aware of how the beliefs are the underlying beliefs are actually creating your behavior.
Okay. How they're
creating. And the underlying beliefs have to do with struggle is the way life is.
Okay.
And so it's really about looking at the beliefs about and look at what the truth of that is, because what the reality is that it's a belief system that you're acting out that in many cases doesn't have anything to do with truth. It just has to do with an assumption of the way things are.
Okay. Okay.
And then if you need some help privately, give me a call and we can do a full consultation.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll get your
You're welcome. Finger. I hope this is helpful.
Thank you so much.
Okay, dear.
All righty.
Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very important piece here, is that it's what I was talking about just a little bit ago about 2012 and about how what we are being asked to do as a species now, as a human species, we have these elements of beliefs that have now created these various situations within our economic systems. Now, be aware that no one is immune to creating reality. We are a consciousness, a human consciousness, and there are different factions that have their belief systems, and what happens is we're butting up against some rather major belief systems that can be shifted if enough people do it. You will see, and I don't typically predict futures, but what's coming forth from the records, you will see that in the next, and this is not news, I don't think, but in the next 4 years, that it's going to be not just the physical or the earth changes, it's going to be the human changes that will bring about either peace, understanding, enlightenment. It's our own cataclysmic internal landscape that is being shifted. That will then reflect outward. And so we have an opportunity right now to shift our internal landscape to the best of our ability. And part of that shifting of the landscape has to do with us being willing to surrender to the process and being willing to take our internal knowing and move it to a higher place and allow the peace to be there even in the throes of what looks like disaster. And so it's a very important piece here. You know, we have an opportunity to move into our own personal knowing from a place of love. And that is why the record keeper said, don't be afraid to be afraid. So you have to understand that one of the ways that we are starting to move is in our relationship with money, because we're coming from a place of scarcity. And so by creating a relationship with money, it's going to be very important to understand that how you treat money is reflected in how you live your life. This is part of the basis of the prosperity marketing workshop that I'm going to be putting on in September in Cleveland. It's an important workshop. It's 2 days, and it's going to be it's for people who know how to work with their records as well as you don't have to know how to work with your records. But what's come forward from the records is for us to become aware that the way you honor money shows a knowing of purpose. And when you spend money, there is a difference between coming from lack and assessing what would be the most honoring based on what you need. So if you've ever gone shopping and started buying stuff, and actually you've gone unconscious when you've gone into the store, and you go in for a couple of items and you end up with way more than you need, and you say, how did that happen? And you have this anxiety within you that somehow purchasing these products or whatever is calming to you. That's the difference. See, in that respect, some people would say, well, I'm adding to the flow of the universe, because I'm spending money and I'm allowing that to move forward. And what money would say to you is that you are not honoring money. What you're doing is using that buying as a way to fill up your own emotions, to cover the emotions that you're not ready or willing to deal with. And so it's not an honoring. In other words, like, you haven't decided that you truly want it, and buying it will bring you whatever it is will bring you joy. You're buying to fill up emotions. And so think about that. Do think about that. Because whenever you buy anything from anxiety, it's fear-based. It's fear-based, even if it feels good. So it's very important that you begin to become aware of your feelings. Now, we have another question, and I would love Virginia to call in because I really want to understand what you're talking about here. It says, I hope you'll be able to address the concept of gold in everything, including us, and the manipulation of gold and wealth to slow our awakening. So we'll not be calling in because she has poor phone reception. Okay, so what she wants to understand here is the concept of gold in everything, including us, and the manipulation of gold and wealth to slow our awakening. Well, that's very an interesting concept or comment, because when our economy, as it is right now, is being manipulated in many, many cases, it is up to us to shift our attitude so that we will not participate in that manipulation. You see, we do not have to participate with outside forces as long as we become aware of what they are. And becoming aware of your feelings and where you're coming from lack or where you're coming from fear is very important. And so if you were to put a personality, for example, or if you were to create an idea of what money is to you, and look at all the negative beliefs that you have around dollars or wealth or gold, if you were to really assess those belief systems and notice that they're really not yours, that they were learned beliefs that you got from your parents or whatever, and actually put a personality to the belief system of the negative part of money. Now, interestingly, because what I was doing is I was thinking about the different things and the personality that I would give, or the way my negative part of money would be, and it was, and the personality that came forward from a negative point of view that I really had to dissipate, destroy, and release was the personality of the Sith Emperor in Star Wars. you know, the emperor that turned Darth Vader from the force to the dark side, because, you know, that was just the personality that I got, because that was just for me. And yet what came forward after I destroyed that negativity around money, what came forward for me was a beautiful, comforting energy, not that would rescue me, but that would guide me, and that would allow me to be comforted. And when I started communicating with that part of me and that part of the energy that I would call money, I have a whole different viewpoint. It's as if I knew that money and dollars and wealth is here to support my passion. But it can't support me unless I talk about what I want and I stay in my integrity. And staying in integrity can be a challenge when life happens around you that pulls you away from doing what you say you're going to do. So I would really encourage you to look at the way you handle your money and see how that pattern shows up in your life. What they were saying also was that if you notice that you handle your money in many cases the way you handle your eating habits. And that's very important to understand. It's a matter of your patterns persist in all areas of your life, not just in one area. So it's really about becoming, again, aware of your feelings. So, for example, if you spend money in a way that is unconscious, and you also begin to eat in a way that is unconscious, that's a pattern. And so it's about bringing yourself back to consciousness, bringing yourself back to becoming very much aware of why you do things and what you truly want. And then it's about looking for the joy. It's very much about looking for the joy. And what Virginia says about the fact that there is gold in everything, including us, is so true. We are so precious, and yet we don't allow ourselves to really move into that honor. And it's really about honoring ourselves. And the other piece that they're also wanting me to share is, again, to notice where the joy is. I know that I keep saying that, but it's really important that we refrain from actions that don't have joy. It's not about expecting, well, if I do this, I'll get that. Mindfulness is an action, and it's an action of love in and of itself. So becoming aware of how you feel when you eat or spend money or plan an event, notice where the joy is. Very important. And it's also important that you understand that money and wealth, it's a partnership. It's a feeling of partnership. And so it's really important that you look at that whole concept of wealth and money as a partnership. And if, in fact, you don't have that feeling of partnership, if you feel that money has betrayed you, or that the concept of money or wealth has betrayed you, or you feel everybody else has it and you don't, those are the kinds of things that need to be sorted out and neutralized. Because as long as you hold the anger for the money or not having what you quote-unquote think you deserve, when you hold that if you hold that energy, that's going to block your flow as well. I think it's important to create affirmations around money as well. So, for example, if you move into saying things like, I am wise with money, that many times we have a belief system that we are not wise with money, that we can't handle money, that money will constantly be taken away from us. Part of the affirmations would be helpful to say is, I am wise with money. I understand money and money understands me. Money flows to me easily, effortlessly, in an abundant, continual flow. Achieving financial prosperity is easy for me because I love and respect money, and money loves and respects me. Now, notice if you feel anywhere in your body the anxiety around thinking about loving money, or thinking about money loving you. Notice that within you, because that's a very important piece. And it's these kinds of issues we are going to go deeper with to really neutralize and release during that two-day workshop. So no matter where you are, if you'd like to come to Cleveland to experience it's prosperity marketing through the Akashic Records, and it's actually designed for holistic practitioners, but it's for anyone who wants to increase their wealth, who wants to increase their productivity, who wants to increase their prosperity, and it is for holistic practitioners as a way for them to really move into being ready and willing to receive. It will have a component from an entrepreneurial point of view of actually creating a business plan that is inspired by spirit. So that's coming up in September, and it's the weekend of the 13th and 14th of September, and it's going to be here in Cleveland. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call. It's a very reasonable investment for 2 days. So call me and I'll give you all the information on it. So we've got a little bit more time here, so if there's anyone else that wants to give a call and talk more about this subject of prosperity and money and magnetizing money and et cetera, please give a call. Please give a call. You know, the other question that we want to work with is that, again, and this is a journaling question you may want to look at. All of these things are all related, and it's not to be able to be critical of ourselves. It's really becoming aware. But the question that you may want to use from a journaling point of view is, how am I missing the mark in my life? You know, there's a lot of people out there, again, your self-esteem and how you feel about you predicates everything in your life. And if you don't feel that you are on the right track, that affects your being willing to receive. It affects your ability to receive, and it affects your trust that you will receive. So when you start journaling your information and your answers to some of these questions, it can be very telling, and it's a clearing that happens. It's a vibrational clearing that happens because all of a sudden you get out of your system what you've been holding. Because it's time to give up the anger. It's time to give up the anger itself and really know that everything is in divine order. Very, very important for you to do that. Very important. Very important. Yeah. It's also going to be important in your life for you to start actually writing down your goals. There's so many of us, and of the people that I talk to, that don't have a goal, and many times the reason they don't write the goals down is because they're possibly afraid they won't accomplish them. But it's impossible to accomplish them if they're not written down, because you have no basis, if you will. You have no benchmark. If you don't, goals are a roadmap to help you understand who you are and where you're going and what you truly want. They can be changed along the way, but it's a place for you to start with, for you to measure your actions. And so it's about telling you what you want and what you want to accomplish, and then becoming very clear about what you're willing to do to make you feel good about you and to accomplish those goals that you've written down. So I really want you to think about that. What are your goals for the year? I mean, here we are, it's in a few days it's going to be August. August, the eighth month. So for the past 7 months, or the past 8 months, if you will, it's really going to be important for you to ask yourself, what have I done to help me feel good about me? How have I participated in my moving forward? Or have I only allowed things to come forward or come to me based on outside influences? Have I only responded to life as things showed up? In what way was I an integral, active part of creating my life? And the other piece is, it's going to be very important for you to understand, is how does not having money help you become or help you stay where you're at? I mean, I think that sounds like an obvious question, but the other piece of that is, when we're afraid to step into greatness, we allow ourselves to block ourselves from moving forward. So really think on that as well. So the lines are open. Love to hear from you. And the telephone number here is 877-876-5227. In Canada, that would be a U.S. number. In Canada or the U.S., you can call 888-815-9756. If you want to dial direct, it's 01 is our country code, and it's 530-876-3222. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom, that's akashicwisdom.com. So do call in, or do let me hear from you. I'm looking for that question that Virginia actually wrote last week, because it was a good one, and my email box is so full here, it was hard to look. I thought I had it up on top. Yeah. I know that she had something specific other than... Okay, well, I'm going to move forward from that because I think we've kind of covered it. You have to also understand that if you're looking for a right livelihood, it's going to be important for you to understand that you have in your grasp information that others need or want. And I'm not sure exactly who I'm talking to, but I'm going to give this message that I'm getting. Okay? Information is the currency of today. And you have to understand that there are things that you know that others need to know, and it's important that you begin to share it. So it's going to be very important that you begin writing down the information you receive. Very important that you begin to notice how the information comes to you. And decide who would benefit by the information that you have. And so, at this point, oh, hello, there's a caller. Hi, caller. Hello.
Hello?
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 I'm right here.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
This is Brenda Rose from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
I'm doing really good. I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you too. All right. So say your name again, please.
Pardon?
I need your name.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you call back and call? Are you calling on the Canada line?
Yes.
Okay, so can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. I need your name.
Oh, Brenda Rose.
Is it Brenda or Glenda?
Brenda, starting with a B as in Bob.
Okay, Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
And you're calling from Canada. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've been thinking of starting an extended on my business. I'm a massage therapist and reflexologist, and I'd like to open a healing clinic.
Right.
And I need some money or financial success to be able to do it.
Okay. And you're calling to say how can you get that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a location picked out?
Yes.
Is it something that you would have to build or is it already existing?
It'll have to be built.
It has to be built. Okay. And do you have to buy the property or do you have the property already?
No, I have to buy it too. I know where I'd like it.
Okay.
I know it's for sale, but I don't have the funds for it. It's just kind of been a dream so far.
And do you know how much it costs right now?
It'll cost a lot, in the hundreds of thousands.
Okay. And what have you done to research the property?
Pardon?
What have you done to research the property?
Nothing really. Just
okay.
To find out, I just recently found out for sure that it's for sale.
Okay. So the idea here is that what's coming forward is that it's going to be important for you to have a very clear vision of what you'd like to manifest.
A very clear what I'd like to manifest?
A very clear vision.
Oh, vision. Okay.
Okay, a very clear vision of what you want to manifest. So that would include finding out how much the property is and what would be the terms of because you are assuming you don't have the money, but you have to be open to the fact of receiving it because you never know where you're going to get it.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
All right. And the story is this is a true story. It's a woman that I know, and she's a fellow Akashic Records teacher. Okay?
Yes.
And what happened was she was just going about her business, you know, like all of us do, making ends meet, having a nice life, but always asking the universe to bring forth whatever abundance and prosperity. And she was doing this ritual, if you will, of asking for abundance and being willing to receive it from wherever it came, the highest good. Okay? Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. All of a sudden, she gets a letter in the mail with a check.
Okay.
The check was for $400,000.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. And where was it from? It was from an acquaintance couple that happened to share some time with her and her husband, who passed away.
Uh-huh.
And they had, and she didn't even know that she was in their will.
Oh.
She had no idea. All she did was, she got the check, free and clear.
Yeah.
So
just be a nice person.
Say again.
I said just being a regular nice person.
Yeah. But yeah. It didn't actually. So the idea is that the couple that had was impressed with them for whatever reason and bequeathed this money and willed the money to them. She didn't know it was coming. She didn't even know the people were sick. She hadn't seen them for years. She only met them once.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so what this story brings up, and this is an important story for all of us, is, A, you never know who you're dealing with, so be nice to everybody.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, okay, not because you think you're going to get something from them, but because being gracious and nice is an important part of being a child of the universe.
Right. Correct.
The other piece is it's really about being open to receive and being open to receive it in any way it can come to you. So when you say, I don't have the money, it's way more than I can afford, all I'm saying to you is it may not be because you don't know what's around you.
Correct.
The same way she had no idea what was around her.
Yes.
And so the key of manifesting or creating a healing center is it is more than one way of manifesting. But it's really about asking the universe to bring to you that which is highest. And you may be able to employ or involve other people that do have the money.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And what I'm hearing from Spirit is you already know somebody.
Pardon me?
What I'm hearing from the record keepers is that you already know someone that would possibly be willing to partner with you on this.
Okay.
They're not telling me the name. I'm just saying it's really about you being willing to be open to receive. But again, this healing center is an important piece for you to get all the details so that you can be very clear when you imagine or vision what you want to create.
Okay.
And
I have a vision of it in my mind.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, but the idea is, in order to be able to ask the universe, okay, for what you want, it would be helpful to say, I want this healing center to be located at and with that address. And
okay.
I want to be able to receive that property easily.
Okay.
And effortlessly.
Okay.
And I also want to be able to have the dollars to maintain it.
Oh, right.
Right. See, part of the vision is really getting clear to such an extent that you can see it, feel it, and taste it.
That we can what?
That you can see the vision, you can feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it. So you have to be very detailed about how you want it to look.
Okay.
When you get specific about what you truly want, number one, you allow yourself to imagine and bring out, you take all the stops out. You take all the stops out of your imagination. You open your heart because when you're creating this vision, it feels good. Does that make sense to you?
When you create the vision, what was the next word?
When you create the vision, it feels good.
Okay.
It was like, notice how it feels when you're creating the vision of what you want.
It feels wonderful.
Great. And also be aware of if there's some place where it feels like anxiety ridden, or you feel like afraid, or like you wouldn't really get it, or maybe you don't really want that part of it. Become really aware of where those are. Don't fight them. Just become aware of them so that you can neutralize them.
Okay.
Did you hear that part?
Yes.
Good. Because that's what's going to be very important. It's going to be very important that you get real specific with your vision so that you're willing to receive it. Now, this healing center, do you want more than just you in the healing center?
Yes.
So you want other people to work with you, right?
Yes.
And do you want to...
There is other... Pardon?
No, I was waiting. Say again?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Do you want the other people to work with you in the healing center?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they going to be employees, or are you going to have them rent space?
Mostly rent space and possibly one or two partners with me.
Do you know who those people will be now?
Yes.
And do they also have dollars that they can invest?
Not a whole lot, no.
Well, again, don't assume what they have or they don't have.
Right, I'm not sure. I guess I asked it that way.
So the idea is, if you already have people that you would like to be in business with, it would be helpful for you to create a dream weaving group or a mastermind group that you meet on a regular basis to come together to create that vision.
Okay.
Make sure that everybody within, if you have these two people that want to be partners with you, it would be important that you get together to actually sit down and create the ideas of this healing center on paper.
Okay.
Because you want everybody to be on the same page.
Yes.
And because then there's power in all three of you releasing to the universe this vision.
You said there was power in all three of us what?
Releasing to the universe the vision. It was like you all three to get together and visualize this healing center.
Right.
There's power in that.
Okay.
It makes it real. It's not just, wouldn't it be nice if we could do this?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could do this? Isn't going to get you what you want.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, if you really want it, then you need to create it, and you need to have that manifested in your life, and you really need to put your power behind having it, because it's a passion that is within you to create.
Okay.
And so that's what the recommendation is for creating your vision.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Also know that in the future, if that's important to you and you need help privately to create your vision or to work in creating and expanding your business, that's something else I do with the records.
Pardon?
I do personal business coaching.
I'm sorry, I still can't hear that.
You got to get a new phone. I said I do.
Can
I
you
do
hear me fine?
I can hear you. You're light, but I can hear you.
Okay.
I said I do business coaching through the Akashic Records.
I heard Akashic Records, but I never heard what you said before that.
Business.
Do I have my business with the Akashic Records?
No. I said I do business coaching.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I cannot hear you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me privately and I'll tell you what I said.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have my telephone number?
No, I'm waiting for it.
Okay. It's 216.
Yes.
616-691-1233.
216-691-1233.
Right, right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I tell you what. What we have to do is if we have to close the program right now, but I'd look forward to talking with you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, okay. And I hope this was helpful.
Thank you. I think it was.
Good. All right. Well, you have a wonderful week now.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that actually helped you. That was a great call, even though it was hard to hear this lovely lady. It was hard for her to hear me. Hopefully she'll call me privately and I can explain to her what I was saying. But if we're coming to a close, I have to close the program. But I want you to manifest what your dreams are. And I promise you I'm going to manifest mine. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all people listening, may their hearts be open, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on July 27, 2008, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, everybody. I love you. Bye-bye.